This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Our number is 877-726-TALK. That's 877-7... Let's try that again. It's a lot of sevens. 877-726-8255. And you can call us anytime this hour with questions related to medicine and nutrition. This hour, we're going to talk about how artificial sweeteners are linked to the risk of weight gain, heart disease, and other health issues, and how blueberries promote positive mood. Yeah, but before we get to that, let's take some calls. Let's talk to Deborah in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Dr. Hoffman.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Hey, you know, your team, the Tampa Bay Rays, playing the Yankees today. In fact, at this very moment, how come you're not glued to the TV set to watch, to root for your home team?
I'm not too much into sports.
Okay.
Shame on me.
Shame on you. It's all right. It's all right. So that means that you're more likely to call this program. So what's going on with you?
I was just wondering about the thyroid. I had some blood work done because I've been dizzy and having a few problems, but I'm 59 years old. My T3 free came back at 2.3.
Mm-hmm. And I was that's a little low. That's a little low. Yeah.
Yeah, and the TSH was 0.93,
mm-hmm, and
the
which is normal.
T4 yeah. free was 1.1.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was just wondering, with the T3 free, how would you bring that up, like to go higher?
Okay, so that's really a good question, because it speaks to the issue of whether people's thyroid status is accurately portrayed by blood tests. And the answer, in my opinion, is that no, that is not the case. So what you have is you have a situation where a conventional endocrinologist would say, hey, your thyroid is perfectly normal because it's all based on the TSH and the T4. The T4 is normal and the TSH is normal. But the problem is that in order for you to have optimal thyroid function, you have to convert T4 to T3. And people who are ill, or people who are malnourished, people who are not doing well metabolically, don't convert T4 to T3. Even certain medications can impair the conversion of T4 to T3. And thus, we look carefully at T3 sometimes when we're trying to decide if a person can benefit from thyroid. Now, even when we look at T3, that is not a perfect arbiter of whether a person's likely to respond well to thyroid supplementation, because the only thing that's going to tell if a person's going to respond well to thyroid supplementation is a trial of safe, low-dose thyroid replacement, okay? And that's going to determine that. So are you suffering from weight gain, lethargy, morning fatigue? Even though you live in Tampa, do you tend to be on the cold side when you go into air conditioning?
Yes, but I'm underweight. I had lost a lot of weight due to being sick in my stomach. Mm-hmm. And I'm underweight now. I'm 5'5", and I weigh 107 pounds.
So you're kind of ill, right? You're not feeling well. And there is something called T3 deficiency that is associated with just not feeling well. I mean, people, we see it all the time in the intensive care unit in people who are super sick. So clearly you're not that sick, but just people who are a little sick, it impairs conversion from T4 to T3. Now, the fact that you're underweight, you know, about 15% of hypothyroid patients are underweight. So just being underweight doesn't rule out hypothyroidism. But, you know, I don't know that much about you. I don't know if that's the primary reason for you not feeling well. It could be part of the problem, or it could not at all be related to the problem. You could have digestive problems, which ramify into all kinds of havoc within your system. It could affect your metabolism, your mood, and so on, create inflammation. You know, this really is very central to one's overall well-being.
Right, right. I see what you're saying. I had a lot of stomach issues, H. pylori.
Mm-hmm. Well, that per se is not a problem because they tend to try to eradicate it when they find it, but that's incorrect because the vast majority of the world's population has H. pylori, and they don't have ulcers, and they don't have gastritis, and they don't have stomach cancer. So did you have it treated? Did you take PrevPak
for H. pylori? I don't take antibiotics or none of that.
That's a good policy because
I don't believe in none of that.
Well, I mean, if you were 4+6, you would have to take an antibiotic. But casual use of an antibiotic to treat something that just turned up in a blood test, that, in my opinion, is a mistake. So, you know, a balancing program with the right kind of diet, the right kind of probiotics. Sometimes we use herbs, occasionally antifungal medication or antibacterial medication. We prefer not to do that unless absolutely necessary. It can sometimes reestablish balance in your intestinal tract. And that can bring a host of benefits to the entire body. So,
I think that my whole system is like, because I know you wrote that book and I have it about mitral valve prolapse. I also have that in reactive hypoglycemia.
Okay. So you're a super sensitive individual by definition because of mitral valve prolapse. Yeah.
Yes. I can't even take some vitamins. It affects me. I have to like break half of a half or get pediatrician for, for children. Thing.
Well, therefore, I would also suggest that if you were to do a trial of thyroid, you have to be ultra careful because you're so sensitive that a normal dose of thyroid, you know, might send your heart racing or palpitating, and that might be undesirable. So thyroid could be part of your problem, but, you know, we're scratching the surface with the results that you shared with me today. So, you know, see somebody nutritionally oriented down there. There are a lot of nutritionally oriented physicians in Florida. Tampa's a hotbed of natural medicine and all things alternative. And, you know, perhaps, you know, get someone to do a comprehensive workup on you and see if we can make some progress. All right?
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman, for talking with me, and you have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too. You too, ma'am. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-TALK. We encourage you to call this hour or, well, I won't say next because that would be next week. I think you've heard about this. Artificial sweeteners are linked to the risk of weight gain. But we're learning more and more about the harmful effects of artificial sweeteners. They're thought to be a preferable alternative to sugar and natural sweeteners. But it turns out that not only do they not help people prevent weight gain or prevent risk of diabetes. I mean, it used to be thought perfect for diabetics. You want to guzzle Coke Zero all day long, fine. You know, you'll get the flavor benefits. By the way, I've tasted Coke Zero. It is awesome. They've really nailed it in terms of flavor. It's delicious. The only problem is once you drink it, you crave sweets like crazy. And I think that's the basis of the harmful effects of artificial sweeteners, because they give your tongue and your brain a tease, and it perpetuates your sweet cravings without delivering actual calories. And then you're looking for sugar in all the wrong places afterwards, and that may promote weight gain. Part of it is the poisonous effects that these chemical sweeteners have on your microbiome. That's been established, that the microbiome is damaged by the corrosive, unnatural substances that are used to jazz up the flavor of artificially sweetened drinks. So here, this Canadian Medical Journal published this month. Artificial sweeteners may be associated with long-term weight gain, but also with diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. All right. They looked at 37 studies that followed over 400,000 people over a period of 10 years on average. And they collated the results. This is called a meta-analysis. And the trials didn't show any benefit of artificial sweeteners on weight loss. In fact, there was a link between consumption of artificial sweeteners and higher risk of weight gain and obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, and other health issues. So what's going on here? They don't precisely know. But I share with you a couple of theories on why artificial sweeteners may backfire. They perpetuate your craving for sweets without delivering actual gratification. It's a tease. And number two, they may poison your microbiome, creating long-term problems that affect metabolism. That's from the Canadian Medical Journal this month. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-TALK. Let's you right into the doctor's office, and you can pose your question this hour. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And you can call us 877-726-TALK is our number. And before we get to that story on blueberries inducing positive mood, yeah, I feel good when I eat blueberries. Here's an item that has to do with something called LRT, lipid replacement therapy. How are your cell membranes? Think about it. Your cell membranes are, they're not just bags like water balloons containing all your cellular machinery, the nucleus, the mitochondria, the cytoplasm. They are very, very sensitive structures that are complex and allow for cellular communication from cell to cell, but also allow the ingress of important messenger substances that trigger cellular action, but also allow for excretion of harmful substances and waste products from within the cell. So your cell membrane and your mitochondrial membranes, even within the cell, it's like Chinese boxes. Within the cell, there are tiny structures called mitochondria, which themselves have membranes. And all the action occurs at the surface of these membranes. All the energy processes in the body, the so-called ATP chain and NADH production, these all occur at the level of the membrane. When the membranes are frayed, damaged, when harmful trans fats and pollutants and heavy metals are incorporated in the cell membranes, they just don't function well. And that's thought to be the basis for aging and degenerative diseases. There's a natural fraying or breakdown of the cell membranes as you age. And lipid replacement therapy, I'm reading from a paper here by Garth Nicholson, lipid replacement therapy enables oral phospholipids to be taken in and transported to tissue cells by various mechanisms. And LRT, or lipid replacement therapy, can help restore and maintain mitochondrial membrane function by replacing damaged membrane phospholipids. And there are clinical trials which show the benefits of LRT in restoring mitochondrial function and reducing symptoms such as fatigue in such patients as Gulf War veterans suffering from debilitating illness, fatigue, and malaise. And this LRT can also reduce oxidative damage to mitochondrial membranes and help to tamp down inflammation. So this principle is harnessed in a product that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. I want to feature it. It's called NT Factor. And NT Factor is available to you as a product called Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. All right, now let's take a look at blueberries. Love to eat blueberries. They're healthy. Depression is associated with impaired cognitive function. And it turns out that blueberries promote positive mood in young people. So it's not about staving off Alzheimer's. Double-blind placebo-controlled crossover trial. Interesting study. Small group, 21 young adults, 18 to 21 years of age, and children, 7 to 10 years of age. When they consume blueberries, it increased positive affect 2 hours after consumption of the wild blueberry drink. The wild blueberry drink had no effect on negative affect, that's the experience of negative moods such as sadness, fear, or anger, but improved positive affect. The authors of the study conclude that flavonoid-rich foods may be a promising intervention to promote positive mood in children and young adults. That's pretty cool. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Eat your blueberries, kids. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we still have time for you to call us. 877-726-TALK is our number. But we got lots to talk about, so here goes. A green tea ingredient may ameliorate memory impairment, brain insulin resistance, and obesity. What could that possibly be? A green tea ingredient. Let me think. Could it be EGCG, epigallocatechin gallate? And indeed it is, because EGCG has a variety of health benefits, and we tend to think of it as a cancer preventive nutrient. And indeed it does that. But also EGCG is associated with thermogenic effects. It's a natural fat burner. And no, it won't make the pounds melt off effortlessly without exercise or diet modification, but it will help. Maybe it'll give you a 5% metabolic advantage. But it actually seems to work in the brain. A study published online in the FASCEB journal involving mice suggests that EGCG could alleviate high-fat and high-fructose-induced insulin resistance and cognitive impairment. So in effect, it can ameliorate the effect of a Western diet. Now, what are they talking about? Insulin resistance. We tend to think of insulin resistance as that which makes you diabetic. But insulin resistance, when it occurs in the brain, means that there's sugar everywhere, but not a drop to drink by your crucial brain cells. It's as if there's a problem getting energy to the cells in the brain, which help you think, focus, concentrate, and move. And that's what happens in a lot of people who suffer from the depression and the lethargy that's associated with obesity, insulin resistance, and type 2 diabetes. Have you ever met a person with type 2 diabetes who has boundless energy and super positive mood and affect? It's very likely that those individuals will experience some degree of fatigue and torpor, lack of initiative, exhaustion. And that's because the brain sees a lot of sugar, and there's what's called type 3 diabetes. It's actually, the term has been coined, which means insulin resistance that affects the brain, which means that insulin's overproduced, but there's resistance to its effects, and the sugar that's outside the brain cells doesn't get into the brain cells to power brain metabolism. So EGCG appears to be an antidote to that. They say the ancient habit of drinking green tea may be a more acceptable alternative to medicine when it comes to combating obesity, insulin resistance, and memory impairment. So these mice, they do a test called the Morris Water Maze Test. And it's a test that's kind of finding your way to a hidden platform, you know, with a water moat around it. And what they found is that the mice getting the EGCG found the hidden platform more easily, even when fed a diet which was demonstrated to impair brain function, at least in mice. And yeah, there's some analogy. Humans aren't mice, but there's some analogy to human cognitive impairment that occurs with poor diet. So EGCG, definitely a great natural accoutrement to your supplement program. And this item has some import for a great medical advance. Slugs secrete thick, tenacious mucus. In fact, the way that we used to know in Southern California, where I grew up, that we were having a slug or a snail infestation, and they were plentiful in Los Angeles, where I grew up, was that there were these kind of silvery trails of dried mucus from the slugs or from the snails. And now researchers have determined that the mucus secreted by slugs can create an adhesive glue that could transform medicine. The bioglue from slugs, they say, is incredibly strong. And moreover, it sticks to wet surfaces. So let's say, hypothetically, that you've got a stab wound to the heart, which is not uncommon. You stitch the heart with sutures, but that doesn't work very well because even the most precisely administered sutures, there's still going to be leaks and holes around the sutures, and the heart's going to be pumping hard, and blood's going to be leaking out of the hole, and that could be disastrous. So a team at Harvard has even used it to seal a hole in a pig's heart. They've described the glue as, quote, really cool. And they predict that there will absolutely be a huge demand for it because getting something to stick to a damp surface has been a huge challenge. So this is, no, they don't take a bunch of slugs and grind them up and then, you know, take the mucus and apply it to people's beating hearts. They have copied the chemical structure of slug mucus to engineer material And the result is really positive. It's a bio glue that has stickiness, and it has the ability to stick to wet surfaces. So it could be used as a patch on the skin or a liquid injected into wounds deeper in the body. And that could ultimately prove to be a lifesaver. It is also working on biodegradable versions that would naturally disappear as the body heals, like self-dissolving stitches. And they're all excited about slug mucus as a medical advance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-TALK. And we'll be right back in just a moment with more health information for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we've got Rodney from Wisconsin. Welcome.
Well, hello. I have I've had an earache for over a month, and it appears, I went to the doctor, it appears it goes directly down to right side, to left side of my tongue, and there's some kind of lesion, that's what they called it, and it's very painful. I can barely eat.
Mm-hmm. So what, you've gone to an ENT, and the ENT prescribed antibiotics for it originally?
Correct, and something called magic mouthwash.
Oh.
So I've been using both for a week now, and I'm just concerned if it's not just a simple earache.
Mm-hmm. Did you have an MRI to see if there's any growth or anything abnormal in there?
Well, I was about to go to the dentist to see if there was a cancer or, you know, cancer prep, but, I mean, is the ear, the right ear, connected to, directly to the left side of the tongue? Is there any kind of, is it just a sinus problem, I hope?
Well, yeah, you know, there's several possibilities here. I mean, first of all, it could be just referred pain from your tongue to your ear. You know, there's sort of imprecise pain sensations from that part of the body. So a problem in the back of the tongue could be perceived, you know, the side of the head or in the ear. They could be, you know, a continuous, you know, there's the eustachian tube, and the eustachian tube enters in the back of your throat. So, you know, there are passageways from the ear to the nasal passages, the back of the throat. And so that whole area could be inflamed, and thus you could be having referred pain from one place or another to the other. But when you say lesion, what does it mean? Like there's a growth, there's something palpable, yes. You can feel it, the doctor can yep. feel it?
When I stick my finger in there, it's a bump.
It's a bump. So it sounds like the first step when there's a bump is to maybe say, okay, maybe there's an infection, let's use an antibiotic. If the bump doesn't go away, then you need to do some visualization, probably with a CAT scan or an MRI. But the good news is that generally cancer is painless, so I would reassure you that, I mean, just from, you know, in principle, that this is less likely to be cancer and more likely to be some kind of, you know, maybe an infection or an abscess that the antibiotic didn't take care of completely yet. So, you know, it sounds like it's time for, you know, it's a weekend, but it sounds like time for a trip back to the ENT or maybe to see the oral surgeon, because the oral surgeon is a little better acquainted with maybe taking biopsies from the inside of the mouth. A biopsy might be appropriate, too, if there's some kind of growth. You know, take a little piece, see if there's something dangerous going on there. Some more work needs to be done to find out what's going on.
Well, thank you so much. You put a I feel a little bit much better. I don't think I have brain cancer.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the problem is, and this, you know, in this era where you can Google stuff, generally what you get is a top-down approach. So you have like a headache or you have a pain in the ear, and you can see a listing of all the possibilities. You know, Senator McCain just had glioblastoma. So yes, indeed, you know, you could have brain cancer. Or you could have, oropharyngeal cancer, but not that likely. And more likely that you have some kind of abscess or infection or some kind of referred pain. And this needs to be elucidated. So you got a little more medical workup ahead of you. But between seeing an oral surgeon, getting a CT scan or an MRI, you should be able to come up with an answer. And, you know, the other possibility is that it may, there's sometimes delayed reactions to taking an antibiotic. You don't immediately get relief from an infection when you take an antibiotic. It may have actually taken care of the infection, but it's just in the process of mending. It still hasn't shrunk and the pain hasn't disappeared. So I hope that you feel better with that explanation, and I hope it turns out well for you. And hey, give us a call back in a week or two, and when you finally find out what's going on, so the rest of our audience isn't kept in suspense. All right, thanks for calling. Let's talk now to Jan from Wisconsin. We got another thyroid question. Lots of thyroid questions today.
Hi, this is Jan. I experienced hyperthyroidism after a car accident and some whiplash. Okay. My thyroid was partially radiated, and I've been told by a naturopathic doctor that the right side is fully functioning. The left side needs a little bit of help. Mm-hmm. I've been on thyroid medication for many years, and I've been trying to naturally reduce the thyroid medication. Mm-hmm. I do go in for the testing every year. Yeah. However, I've been watching how much of the cruciferous vegetables I eat, realizing mm-hmm. that impacts the thyroid negatively for me. I've removed fluoride from my toothpaste and my drinking water. Yeah. I'm on an iodine supplement, mm-hmm. and I'm a Reiki practitioner, so I also
So let me break in here and just tell you what I think is going on. Okay, so you've had Graves' disease, or you've had hyperthyroidism, right. And you had your thyroid zapped with radiation. So half of your thyroid is gone. And some of your thyroid is still working, which is reassuring. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to bring up your remaining thyroid function with a variety of natural methods, you know, the Reiki, which is an energetic treatment, and the iodine, a nutritional treatment. And you avoid the things that might impair thyroid function, like too many cruciferous vegetables. But I'm going to tell you bluntly that is not likely to completely restore your thyroid function. And I don't know your case, but from looking at a lot of patients who've had their thyroids irradiated, that damage is irrevocable, and you are left with only a partial capacity to generate thyroid. And you may want to get off medication just in principle because you don't like having to go to the drugstore and fill a prescription for something that's artificial. But actually, thyroid replacement is precisely that. It replaces that which you are not making enough of. And as such, among the medications out there, you know, there are many medications, you know, like Prozac and Prilosec and, you know, all kinds of medications that are artificial and block the body's function to do one thing or rev the body's function to do another thing, but they're artificial. Thyroid is as close as possible bioidentical to what your body would make, particularly if you're taking natural thyroid replacement. That I would advise because that generally works better than synthetic thyroid like Synthroid or levothyroxine. But I think you may, if your goal is to get off medication, I think it may be misplaced because, you know, you're doing all these things and they may only have a minor effect on your ability to completely regenerate thyroid function and throw off the shackles of medicine dependency. All right, I hate to disabuse you of that, but that's my perspective. I think a naturopathic physician might be a little more proactive about getting off drugs because naturopaths may inherently distrust medication. But having prescribed thyroid medication for many patients who've had either radiation or their thyroids removed, I think it's perfectly acceptable to be on some even for the rest of your life. Now, how does that grab you?
Well, you know, I appreciate your candidness. I've tried to work with my doctor, not the naturopathic doctor, but the MD, and suggested, you know, getting on Armoral, and she's not willing to do that.
It's tough to find doctors who are willing to do that.
Right.
And they're few and far between.
Yeah. Right.
And the other thing is that, any advice? I mean, I would suggest that you see it in your area, a nutritionally oriented physician. You can go to acam.org to find doctors who are practicing nutritional medicine or functional medicine. There's a doctor finder there. And part of the problem, too, is that it's just not supported by the system. You know, you often get insurance coverage for synthetic medication for thyroid, but when it comes to natural medication, they don't pay for it. Particularly Medicare discourages it in patients over 65. So it's kind of ironic that Hillary Clinton, high-profile over 65 individual, was taking Armour thyroid, you know, but at the very same time, Medicare would have denied her coverage for that. But her seeking a higher level of care and a better outcome on her own, you know, probably paid for it out of pocket because that was a better treatment. You know, I think that's unfortunately the way medicine is in this country.
Right.
All right. Thanks for your call and all the best to you. I think you're on the right track mostly. This item, walnuts improve your health. We know that. A couple years back, I did a study on how beneficial nuts are in terms of reducing risk for cardiovascular disease, stroke, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, all kinds of benefits. Well, how do they work? Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center published a study. Walnuts may improve health by changing the gut bacteria. This study suggests a new way walnuts may contribute to better health. Walnuts are a superfood because they're rich in omega-3 fatty acids, alpha-linolenic acid, and fiber. And they also contain antioxidants, but they may feed gut microbiota. They may improve the microbiome, thus having a beneficial effect on inflammation and on the metabolism. This according to research at LSU. Well, thanks for joining us. Make sure you take advantage of all the resources we have at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And listen to our podcasts. They're downloadable from drhoffman.com. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free.
free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.